Simple Cyber Defense Security Updates for August 13th, 2021.
Welcome back to the Simple Cyber Defense. This week we're going to be talking about two mobile devices vulnerabilities, one being in the Android Kindle app and another being an Android malware that attacks your Facebook account. So let's get into it. And my name is Carl. I'm joined with...
Hi, my name is Ahmad.
And we're going to get started right now. So we're going to get started with the Android attack or the Kindle attack.
I'll tell you the Amazon one.
Yeah. Sorry.
on August 9th, there was a report from Checkpoint. Checkpoint is a large cybersecurity company. And what they did is they found that they released a report that your Amazon Kindle e-reader could be open to hacking through free ebooks that you can download from the store. And the thing is, you know, there is a very huge audience out there where people just take free stuff just because they're free. You know, you'll see a lot of people that download a lot of apps and books and music on their phones just because they're free.
But usually it's free for a reason.
Yeah. And one thing is, if a product is free, one thing you have to understand is you are the product.
Yep.
And that's, you know, even when it's legitimate, like things like Twitter and Facebook and all the social media stuff, you are the product. Yeah, it's free for you to use, but how do you think they're making those billions and billions of dollars? You know, create a profile of you, and then they sell that to advertisers.
That's how they track you around all over the place.
Yeah. And, you know, Amazon is no different. You know, Amazon is as much of a technology company as it is a consumer products company. And one of their most popular products is the Kindle. You know, as far as ebooks, it's cheap, it's reliable, it works. And because it is popular, it opens the doors for security risks. You have a lot more people using that product. So there's a lot more people that you have a bigger market. What Checkpoint said is that a malicious book can be published and made available free on the e-library. Including, you know, a Kindle store, or you can even sideload it via self-publishing. So you don't even need to pay a publisher. You can self-publish that book. And that book, you know, will disguise itself in a malicious software, disguise itself inside that book. And then when that book is successfully installed, that ebook can expose information, which is like your personal identifying information, billing information, account information, credit card information, etc. This information can then be used to do phishing attacks against the owner. Now, if somebody's able to put any type of malware on any device, that malware can do anything. We don't have to wait for phishing attacks to come. You know, they can get into your network. They can get all your information directly from your Kindle. The good thing is Amazon did address that vulnerability. And they released a patch, which, you know, you can, on your computer or on your Kindle, you go to your home screen, you tap the menu icon, you tap settings, and then in the settings area, you tap update. And this is, you know, in our industry, called patch management, right? And this is something that must, and we can't stress this enough. We talk about security as layers, and we talked before about VPNs, and we talked about you're using a vault for your passwords, a password manager. And now the next thing, it's just as important, is system updates, software updates. Anytime you get an update, do not wait. Turn your auto update on for everything. If you don't have auto update turned on, make sure you put it on your calendar. Hey, I'm going to check updates every Monday or every two or twice a week. Yes, updates are rolled that frequently because they're just like there are engineers rolling updates, there are people on the other side of that trying to attack and see how they can get in. through and reverse engineer those softwares on those applications. So everybody be careful out there, protect your information, protect your private information online, and be safe.
And one thing I'd like to add is just because your device doesn't see an update doesn't necessarily mean that it's not vulnerable, because some devices are actually outside their what they call the life of the product. Like a lot of older Android devices would never get any updates because they're just so old that Google has abandoned them. Right. And so if your device doesn't receive updates for more than like 6 months, I'd probably go online and see if the vendor is actually still supporting your device. And if you can, probably just upgrade to a newer device. Or if not, be a little bit more careful and be cautious of what you download on that device, because chances are, if it has a vulnerability, it's never going to get patched.
Right.
Yeah.
And also, if you are going to trade in the device or sell it, I mean, we don't recommend it.
Yeah.
But if you make sure you reset it and you wipe it, you know, it'll take somebody very technical to be able to retrieve that information.
Yeah.
At least there's a lot of devices out there that get sold or traded in and they're not even factory reset.
Yeah, and then you can just open it up and have all the data right there.
Yep.
All right. So is there anything else you want to add to this?
No.
All right. So we'll move on to the Android apps that hijack your Facebook account. So starting around March 2021, Google had noticed that there were some particular apps that were able to hijack people's Facebook accounts. The way they did this was they had a little an application they gave out for free. Again, free information, free apps. And what the app creator did was he injected some triggers so that either you click on a particular ad or it told you, hey, vote for your favorite soccer player or something like that. And then when you clicked on that, it opened up a page that kind of looked like a Facebook login. So you would log in thinking, hey, is this Facebook? For whatever reason, I have to log into Facebook to make this valid, or this poll, or whatever they're luring you in. And then once you put in your Facebook credentials, an error page would pop up, either saying that the product that you're looking for is no longer there, or that the poll has closed, or something like that. But in the back end, there's JavaScript running, and they're stealing all of they're stealing your username and password, and if you use a 2FA, they're also stealing that token too, and automatically populating it into Facebook and taking over your account. The way they do this is having little computer bots, so they can do this really fast within seconds of you putting in your information. And once they have your account, what they'll do is go through all your contact list, send them links, say, hey, I voted for this particular whatever poll, or I got this free product, click this link and you can get it too, or you can vote in the poll too. And then once your friends click the links, their Facebook account gets hijacked the same way. So far, Google has addressed this and took out a lot of different apps that had this problem going on with it. But the problem is still persisting because a lot of people are using third-party apps too, or app stores, and they're sideloading the apps in there so that they're bypassing the Google protection things that Google has in place for their Play Store. I know there are some situations where going through a third party is beneficial for the user, but if you are going through that, I would be very cautious of what apps you install. And even go a step further, even with Google Play, because there have been instances like these particular apps that actually did get into the Google Store, and I would suggest actually scrutinizing them too. One thing you could do is you can go online and search for that particular app that you wanted to download and put in the app's name plus malware and see if anyone has reported any malicious activity based upon the apps, because a lot of researchers are also looking into these apps to see if they're malware or not. And if they do find malware apps, they are more likely to not only contact Google to get them off their Google Play Store, but also publish on their blogs or wherever saying, hey, we found this situation where this app does something malicious. Don't download it. If you do have it, delete it and whatnot. Luckily, most of the people who were victims of this were able to get their Facebook account back. But the question is, how much damage has been done? Because they got their account back, there's no telling that did all their Facebook data get scraped? They don't know. So far, evidence hasn't been shown that, but because the hackers are using legitimate logins, it's hard for Facebook to say, okay, was this the user or was this the hacker? So they may have also not only passed out the invitations to your friends, but they also might have scraped your entire Facebook account and have all your private data for them to do whatever they want with. Maybe do another phishing campaign where they have you click on another link and then they hijack your bank account, or who knows? The sky's the limit when they have that information.
Yeah.
So is there anything you want to add to it?
Well, just one of the things that kind of like caught my, not caught my attention, but kind of seems like it creates a botnet. It's some version of a botnet, right? Where it doesn't just hijack your computer or your account. It hijacks everybody that would accept that invitation from you.
Yeah.
Right. And this is where it's, you know, where the danger lies, because if I'm getting something from somebody I trust,
I'm more apt to click on it. Yep.
Right. So one of the things that I always tell, you know, my friends or people who are not well versed in this is, if you get a link from somebody that you trust, but it doesn't seem, because it will seem like something awkward. Yeah. You know, it will seem like, oh, this is an advertising. Why would my daughter send me something like this? Why would my friend send me something like this? Mm-hmm. Don't click on it. And if it looks legitimate and it looks like Google or it looks like a Facebook, go and type that URL in the search bar instead of clicking on it, because you could replace one character and you may not see it. So or that's even. I just wanted to touch on that real quick.
Yeah, or even sometimes what they'll do is the text will have the correct URL in there, but then once you click it, because of the way links work, you can actually have a different type behind there and say, okay, when he clicks this text, go to this website, which is completely different from what you clicked. So it may say facebook.com/whatever, but then when you click it, it may be fakebook.co.xe or whatever. And then you're in the malicious site and not know, because you think, oh, it's a Facebook link. Click.
Yeah. And sometimes all it takes is you just to click that link for a script to
activate. Yeah. And a lot of times what I would tell my friends is, if you get something from me and even if it does look legit, text me or call me on a different platform, so that you know that you're getting to me. Say, hey, did you send me this? I'm like, I can say yes or no or whatever. So just make sure it's on a separate platform or a text message or something that's outside where you got the message. So that way it's not a situation where the attacker has your account. And if you contact me through that same account and the hacker has control of it, of course he's going to say, yeah, it was me. Click on it. No problem. But if you give me a text that's outside that network, outside his control, and I say, no, that's not me, then you won't click on it.
Right.
Yeah.
Cool.
So in this case, the best thing to do is just to try to be more vigilant of what applications you download. Make sure you stay away from third-party downloads as much as you can, and just take the extra step to actually just research this particular app, just to make sure that it doesn't have malicious code in it. And again, just verify. It takes like 2 seconds to just verify to see if your friend or parent or whoever actually did send you that link. Because, like you said, if you just click it once, they got you.
Yep.
But it just takes a few seconds to say, hey, Bob, did you send me this? And they say yes, everything's fine. If they say no, throw it away and don't even think about it. You just probably tell them, hey, your account may be compromised. Can you change your password or something?
Yeah.
So, all right. So is there anything else you want to add?
No.
This is it. All right. So I guess this concludes this week in Simple Cyber Defense. You can reach us on all many of the different platforms, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and many of the podcasts out there. And we look forward to seeing you in the next episode. If you like what was in this episode, please consider liking, subscribing, and sharing with others. For more information, to suggest a topic, or to donate, head over to simplecyberdefense.com.